Riding Home with Steve Jackson on The Drive on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Great article in the PD a couple days ago. It was Paul Payne, and it was headlined, Efren Carrillo steps away from Sonoma County Board of Supervisors into uncertain future. Well, I don't know about that, but I do love the photo of you and your 14-month-old son. He is adorable and big for 14 months.
He's good size. Yeah, he doesn't miss a meal.
Yeah. Efren Carrillo is with us. Tomorrow night is it, my friend.
Yes, so tomorrow will be the Board of Supervisors' final meeting, and effectively it'll be my final meeting of this particular term. And a bit bittersweet, of course. We had an opportunity last week, actually, to make some acknowledgments to the board and to county staff. So that was more of the formal ceremonial goodbye that
right.
took place last week. And tomorrow is just the last piece of business before the end of the year. But I'll certainly cherish it and soak it all in.
Well, it's been a hell of a run. And you this year, of course, as chairman of the Board of Supervisors. Is it going to be, would you guess it's going to be Susan Gorin, who's the next chair?
No, so the way it works for the board here in Sonoma County, it's rotational. So it's intended that every supervisor or each district will have an opportunity to serve as chair. And this year it was District 5. Next year it's actually District 3. So Supervisor Shirley Zane will be the incoming chair. She served as chairwoman a few years back. Yep. I believe it was in 2012, if I recall correctly.
Sounds right.
And this is District 3's opportunity to take the chairmanship again. And I believe that Supervisor Gore will serve as vice chair. So, again, it's rotational. It's a bit different than what you see in other counties where you may have a 3-2 split, politically driven, or what you see in city councils, right?
Yeah, like Santa Rosa is not district.
Right. They're citywide, and they have appointed a new mayor, a new vice mayor. Right. And generally, that is not rotational, per se.
Right. Well, I mean, there's so much to talk about after all these years. I mean, it's been a pretty good year, I think, for the board with you as chair. There's been a lot that's gotten done. Before we talk about weed, let's talk about some of your thoughts on your terms as a supervisor.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I kind of look back down on memory lane here, last 8 years, you know, I came in on the board during what was a historic election for this country with the election of the first African-American president.
And it must be pointed out that you were the first Latino elected to countywide office.
Very humbled to be the first Latino elected to countywide office. And, you know, that year, 2008, certainly was a historic year for our nation. Who would have thought that we would have another historic year, right, this last election cycle for different reasons? And yet... you know, here we are, and I remember one of my first, one of our first big issues, big items was this thing called the divestiture, and it had to do with our landfill,
right?
And effectively looking at the landfill and going into in private hands or divesting the assets to a private company, and Supervisor Zane and I kind of came in, and this was the first, really one of the first issues that we had to look into deeply and address. Our two votes tilted really the scale on the direction for solid waste here in the county. Shortly thereafter, in March, we launched what was the nation's first property assessed clean energy program, or PACE program. We coined it Sonoma Clean Energy Independence Program, that began this really transformation around energy efficiency for buildings, homes, that has taken place across the nation and across the state to be one of the most environmentally minded efforts, as well as an effort that produces jobs and an effort that has focused around water conservation and energy conservation. You know, I look back at that first year, 2009, was a very busy year with significant financial deficits. We were looking, I believe, at a $29 million shortfall that year. And here we are. You know, 2016 was a very, very busy year. I think a very successful year for the board. And, you know, I certainly want to thank my colleagues, Supervisor Rabbit, Supervisor Zane, Supervisor Gore, and Supervisor Gorin, for their leadership. And, you know, as we look at the transition with Supervisor-elect Linda Hopkins, this county is in a good place. You've got some very good leaders on this board.
I know you supported Linda.
I did.
And she did win.
I did. And, again, I'm encouraged by what the board will be able to work on here over the next few years. Notwithstanding the challenges, you know, this board here took on the issue of roads and potholes to a way that this legacy issue was an issue that, to some extent, prior boards did not tackle to the level that needed to be tackled. And we've looked at the last few years where we've invested millions of dollars for road repair. And that doesn't stop. I think this is going to continue to be an issue for the existing board and a future board to fix the roads and look to Sacramento and look to Washington, D.C. for additional dollars that can be funneled down. And yet, you know, I look at the work this year, roles and annexation, an agreement with the city of Santa Rosa and the county of Sonoma.
Yeah, which you had a major part in. And that was very cool having you and then Mayor John Sawyer in the studio to talk about how it all came together between the city and the county. And yeah. I always appreciate that.
Yeah, so it's exciting to see now the city moving forward with an application to the local agency formation commission that addresses annexations. And I think 2017 will be a big year for that. This year, we added additional revenues for Andes Unity Park. This was the park that's been envisioned now for over two decades in the Moreland Avenue community where Andy Lopez, a 13-year-old, was shot by a sheriff deputy. And yeah, cannabis. We believe that tomorrow will be the day where we officially sign off on the local land use ordinance for cannabis. We will be putting on a special tax measure for March around a cannabis business tax.
Yeah, so we're all going to vote on that. I can't imagine anyone voting against a cannabis tax.
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, with any tax, I think the argument you have to make to the public is what benefit is there to the community? And in this particular case, there are nuances with this new industry that we have to look at and we have to address. There's opportunities for education and advocacy, and there's opportunities to formulate the public safety and code enforcement aspects that come with it. So, you never know going into a tax like this, but some could say very similar to the tourist tax that was approved by the voters this last election.
Well, that seemed to be a no-brainer, too. It wasn't costing us anything.
That is true. That is true, unless you decide to drive up north and stay in a Healdsburg hotel go out to the coast and stay at the beautiful River's End out in Jenner. But you're right. For the most part, 99% of the time, that tax is paid by tourists that come here.
Efren Carrillo is with us. Tomorrow is his final meeting on the Board of Supervisors. Now, we can't talk about your 8 years on the board without talking about 2013. I don't want to get into whole thing here, but you were quoted in Paul Payne's article as saying, "I've tried everything I can since that to be a better person and a better man, and that doesn't stop coming out of office." Now, you're engaged. You're raising two kids, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have a 7-year-old boy and a 14-month-old newborn. Right. Well, he went from a newborn to a toddler. Really, in the matter of a blink of an eye, and as I'm told, before I know it, he'll be driving. So
yes, trust me. Mine's 27 now, and trust me, it all of a sudden it's there, and you can't believe it. You know,
sure.
You're changing diapers, and then you're going, "Oh my God, he's got keys to the car!" It just goes that fast.
We hope to enjoy, the time here as a toddler, where he's just learning to walk a little bit more. Than say that I maybe would have with the time commitment to the board. But yes, Steve, 2013 was a very difficult year for me and certainly for my constituents, my family, my friends. And I have been humbled by that experience. And I hope that over the last couple of years, I've been able to re-earn the trust from my colleagues and certainly the trust from the people that I was elected to represent. My friends and family, and really the supporters who helped me through what was a very difficult time. And, I look back and I'm just grateful to have lived in this community that helped me get through what was a very, very difficult time, at least in my personal life.
This article's, and I remember at the time you saying this too, that you admitted that these flaws were fueled by drinking and some newfound power for a young man. And I understand that. You're only 35 now, for God's sake.
35 going on 65, which is okay. Looking at, right, 65 is the new 45.
Yeah, exactly.
But
70's the new 50, I hope.
Yeah, you know, these were, I guess, just difficult lessons to learn. And again, I look back and I'm just grateful and blessed for the opportunity to reform myself and reform a personal ability just to be a better individual on a new day. And yet, that's something that doesn't stop. Just because I have not consumed an alcohol beverage for the last 3.5 years or so forth, or just because I have a different outlook or perspective on things, there are still opportunities to be a better person, and that goes both in a professional sense and more so in the personal sense.
Right. Now, you were an early supporter, obviously, of Sonoma Clean Power, and as we mentioned, champion of the Roseland annexation with Santa Rosa. Sonoma Clean Power was huge. What can you say? Tell us a little bit about how that came about behind the scenes.
Yeah, so we came just on the heels of Marin County launching their Marin Clean Power, Marin Energy Authority. And I don't know if you've had or if you've heard of Ann Hancock or if you've had her here in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Ann Hancock is with the Center for Climate Protection, and they have just been talking to me about this community choice aggregation effort back in 2010. And they kept talking about me about how we needed to do something about it, how we needed to focus around renewable energy and reducing our reliance on fossil fuel and really having this revolution for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And in 2011, we embarked in a feasibility study for community choice aggregation. And I got to say, the community here in Sonoma County made it very simple or very easy to get behind this type of effort, because they believe in the goodness of environmental sustainability. They believe in job creation and job development. They believe in taking on initiatives or endeavors that are innovative. And this was one of those, Sonoma Clean Power. And we look back now a couple of years since it's been launched. It's just been an incredible effort where you've seen investments in renewable energy projects. You've seen competitiveness with rates and stability with rates around power and electricity. And we've seen these successful launches for the program, for example, like Evergreen, where now folks are being incentivized to get into the electric vehicle world. Get into the electric vehicle infrastructure, charging infrastructure world, and it's exciting, Steve. I got to tell you, this is one of the initiatives and one of the efforts that I think will be, when you look back 50 years from now, 100 years from now, this is going to be one of the efforts where we look back and say that was big, that was important.
That's the one with Jim Bone Auto.
Yes,
the
that's
EV
right.
And the Mercedes folks, because we had them both in. By the way, you should check this out, folks, because it ends January 5th.
That's correct.
That's
so
the
that
deadline.
Incentive program where you get, for example, for a Nissan Leaf with Jim Bone Auto, you get a $10,000 credit effectively from the auto dealer plus $2,500 from Sonoma Clean Power, not including the clean air rebates or the federal tax income rebates that are there. So you could walk into the dealer and effectively walk out with a car for $100 a month and pay no gas for that vehicle.
I bought a Kia from Jim Bone Kia 3 years ago, and I'm thinking of before January 5th getting in there.
It might be time.
Yeah, I mentioned it to him when he was in, and he said, yeah, you can do it. Come on.
The other automobile is actually not Mercedes. It's BMW, and it's
I'm
Hansel.
Sorry. I get
it's
those
okay.
confused.
It's okay. It's Hansel
BMW.
It's Hansel BMW, and Henry Hansel, as you know, he just does an incredible job down there And he's been just a good partner, both Mr. Hansel and Mr. Bone, for the Evergreen program.
I got to ask, obviously, what are your thoughts for the future? The headline in Paul's article used the word uncertain, but it also says in the article that you're hoping to work in renewable energy or land use consulting?
Yeah, so you know the interview itself. You know, Paul was insisting, "What is next? What is your next job? What is your next career?" And what I shared with Mr. Payne effectively was that I was still finishing the year strong. That we had meetings left, and my focus was in finishing my term. But there are areas where I'm interested more so than others. And
I'm sure you've been offered some gigs.
We have had discussions, or at least I have had discussions with. Various entities, businesses, organizations, and you know, my focus, I hope, will maintain on the resources side, whether it's energy efficiency, water. When we say land use, it's really more around the conservation focused efforts that we have focused on here in this county that interest me the most. So, you know, if there's opportunities to stay local and to work in areas that are of interest to me. For example, energy efficiency, power, and those arenas. I hope to stay, and you know, our family has roots here, both on Yolanda's side and on my side. So, definitely a community that we're going to stay involved in, whether there is whether that future is uncertain or not. Right? But,
is that Rebecca?
That would be Miss Waksberg.
Come on
here,
in, dear.
In the
Efren's got to sign something important. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Can you tell us what you're signing? Is this my Jim Bone EV?
So actually, as a matter of fact, what we're signing is what I'm signing is the statement of accuracy for the argument that I mentioned will be on the special election for the cannabis business.
March 7th.
Tax. So March 7th, we will have a special election, and the voters will have an opportunity to tax the cannabis industry. But in order for us to do that, we have to sign the statement that goes to the Register of Voters. And that gets put on the ballot. So,
cool.
As you can see here,
signed on the drive. Put that down somewhere. I signed this on the drive with Steve Jackson. Rebecca, great to meet you. Well, I know you and Mike email back and forth all the time, but we've never seen you. That's cool.
So it looks like I need to sign it various times here.
All right, go ahead.
But you always have to read what you're signing because you just as long as they don't ask me for my credit card number or any other number, we'll be fine.
Great to see you. All right. Let me wrap with this, because everyone wants to know about running for political office again. And I got to quote one of my closest friends, Dr. Dave McCune from Sonoma State, who was quoted in this article in the PD. He said, "Stories of redemption are deep in American politics, so Carrillo could have a big chance to add his own chapter." And I think that's well put. And I don't know. I know I don't expect you to say yes or no for sure, but it's got to be on your mind to run again somewhere.
Well, Steve, I think that, you know, the decision to run for office or the decision to run for re-election is probably one of the hardest decisions most people make.
I can imagine.
You know, any candidate that whether they run for the PTA board or the school district board, or city council, or a higher office at the state or federal level, takes on a big commitment to do that. And yet, you know, it's the best opportunity from a democratic perspective, right? Be elected by the people. So, you know, in the future, I certainly hope to leave that door open. I will tell you that it won't be anytime soon that I embark.
When are you getting married?
That is a very good question. I hope this next year we're able to do that as well. We've been engaged now for a couple of years, so it's time. It's due.
Well, congrats on everything, and I think we all felt strong about how you came back from 2013. And congrats, man.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciated the friendship, and I do hope to be able to come back from time to time and chime in on whatever issues you're discussing.
Please,
or debating.
We want you to be our new Board of Supervisor mole. You can come in and give us your thoughts on what's going on, man. That would be great.
I'm not entirely sure my current colleagues or the future supervisor would appreciate that, but would be more than happy to come back as a resident, as a county resident, to give you my opinion and perspective on all the great things that they're doing.
Beautiful. All the great things they are going to do. We know that. Okay, good. Efren, it's been a pleasure 8 years, and you've always been good to us, and thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Happy
it's a
holidays.
Ditto.
All right.